Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Girl Who Circumnavigated Fairyland in a Ship of Her Own Making by Catherine M. Valenti, performed by the author. For all those who walked this strange road with me and held out their hands when I faltered, this is a ship of our own making. Chapter 1. Exeunt on a Leopard, in which a girl named September is spirited off by means of a leopard, learns the rules of Fairyland, and solves a puzzle. Once upon a time, a girl named September grew very tired indeed of her parents' house, where she washed the same pink and yellow teacups and matching gravy boats every day, slept on the same embroidered pillow, and played with the same small and amiable dog. Because she had been born in May, and because she had a mole on her left cheek, and because her feet were very large and ungainly, the green wind took pity on her and flew to her window one evening just after her 12th birthday. He was dressed in a green smoking jacket, and a green carriage driver's cloak, and green joppers, and green snowshoes. It is very cold above the clouds in the shanty towns where the six winds live. "You seem an ill-tempered and irascible enough child," said the green wind. "How would you like to come away with me and ride upon the leopard of little breezes and be delivered to the great sea which borders Fairyland? I'm afraid I cannot go in, as harsh airs are not allowed, but I should be happy to deposit you upon the perverse and perilous sea." "Oh, yes," breathed September, who disapproved deeply of pink and yellow teacups and also of small and amiable dogs. "Well, then come and sit by me, and do not pull too harshly on my leopard's fur, for she bites."